Okay, we're on Chav Gimel Amud Beis, beginning of the fourth perek. Arusa v'shomeres yovam lo shosos v'lo notlos ksuba. There's a special pasuk that tells me that the only time that a woman becomes a full-fledged sota to drink is if she's already in a sua. It's tachas baila. But she's an arusa, she becomes osur to her husband, and therefore she doesn't get her ksuba, but lamaisa, she doesn't drink. Shomeres Yovam, the same thing. Man died without children. His wife became a Yavama, and he didn't yet make Yibum, and she was Mizana. The same thing. It's not Tachas Baila, right? So she's but she's still Osir to the Yovam, and she doesn't get her Ksuba, but she doesn't drink. Shenemar Asher Tista Isha Tachas Isha, Tachas Isha. Prat la rusa v'shomeres yovam, that they're not actually under the jurisdiction or under the domain of the husband. Almona la kohen gadol grusha v'chalutza la kohen hedyet, right? An almona married a kohen gadol, which is usher. It's a marriage, but it's what's it called? But there's it's usher, so they have to get divorced under normal circumstances. And almona la kohen gadol has a ksuba. The rabbanah didn't take away her ksuba, even though we had forced him to divorce her. Because she's not the cause. Usually he's the one who entices her to get married, not the opposite. So therefore, an almona l'kohen gadol under normal circumstances would have a ksuva. The same thing goes with a grusha v'chalutza l'kohen hedyet. A kohen hedyet's not allowed to marry a grusha or a chalutza either. And the same thing goes with a kohen gadol, but the kohen gadol is special. He can't marry an almona either. Mamzeres unesina li Yisrael, or a mamzeres unesina is also chayvei lavin. The marriage is not allowed, but it's effective. It's a marriage. She needs a get. And she has, what's it called? Bas Yisrael, or a Bas Yisrael marries a mamzer in a sin, also chayvei lavim, lo shosos, velo notos ksuba. So we have, what's it called, psukim, that tell me that she doesn't drink, but she doesn't get her ksuba either. She's also to her husband, and she doesn't get a ksuba. Because here, since she was Mizana, she's the one now who's causing the fact that she has to be divorced, aside from the fact that she was already had to be divorced because of the lav, and therefore she loses her ksuba. Rashi. Arusa. Shekina lo arus. Right? The arus is Mekanahar. Right, and we'll see the Gemara learns from Sukkim that the kinui helps. I might think there's no kinui either here. But there is a din of kinui in stira, but there is no din that she doesn't go through the whole process. But she comes also to her husband, and since she doesn't go through the process, she remains also to him. V'shomeres Yavam, Shekina lo Yavam. Yavam was Mekanaher before he made Yibum, and he hasn't made Yibum yet, and she was Mezana in that time. She was a Meyachid, she was Nister in that time. Lo shosos, the matinu cross, a special pasuk that tells me that they don't drink. The lo notlus ksuba, shehi gar meles or atzma alav, right? She nistra achrei kinui. She caused herself to be usher to him, so she loses her ksuba. The mikinui, the iser lo ismat, there's no meal to tell me there's no din of kinui in stira. There are only a meal to tell me she doesn't drink. Kinim beforish b'gmara, Gmara says, vafilu leslon, the Rav Ha Menuna, the Shomeres Yovam, Shazinsa Muteres Liyavama. Even if you don't hold like Rav Ha Menuna, Rav Ha Menuna holds that a Shomeres Yovam, whose Mizan is Mutter to marry the Yovam, she doesn't become Osir to him. Okay, Noi the Muteres Mihu Lo Boy Le Mesa of Isha Zona, the He Hivsida Ksubasa. Even according to Rav Ha Menuna, right, we don't force him to marry her because she's a Zona. She may not be usher to him, but just why should he want to marry a Yavama who's Mizana? So therefore, if he chooses not to marry her, she doesn't get any ksuba. Usually she gets a ksuba of her first husband, she loses that. Tachas Isha, b'yoshev es tachto v'kosav davar. Talking about she already is completely married, so that excludes a shomeris yovam and arusa, and also where she's allowed to remain under him, and not have to be divorced, and that excludes the other cases, or the cases of Chayvei Lavin. Nesina, min ha-givonim, v'asurim lovo b'Yisrael, kid'amrina b'yavamos, David gozer aleihem. And the sin is also mit Rabbanon, they're not allowed to marry into Klai, so even if they convert, they're also. Lo shosos, the lo nemra parsha ela beruuya lekaima. The parsha is only talking about a woman that if she drinks, then she'll be mutter to take her bet. But if she drinks, she'll still be aser because of this other iser, then there's no halacha of drinking. V'hacha tanya b'sifri, ki siste ishto beruuya leishus akosim dar. So I'm talking about a woman that if you're fit to remain married to. Pratla almon lekoin gadol, that excludes all the chayv eladim where there is a marriage, but it's not a fit marriage. Lo notlos ksubasa, lo not to win here yet, okay. The lo tells ksubasa, this is the next piece. The elu lo shosos, the lo notlos ksubasa. Now we're going to go back and give a list. Even though some of these were mentioned already, you're going to mention these are the people who don't drink and don't get ksuba. Ha'ameres tmeyan, right? She says that she admits that she was mezana, so she doesn't drink and she loses her ksuba because now the husband has to divorce her and it's her fault, not his fault. V'shebola edim she tmeya, or she didn't admit, but edim came and said that she was mezana. So again, she doesn't drink. There's no purpose of drinking. She's also to her husband and she loses her ksuba. The ha'ameres eni shosa. Right, or before they are mochik the Megillah, she says, I'm not drinking. So here again, what's it called? She remains Aser, and she caused the Isser, and she loses her Ksuva. Omer Baala Eini Mashke, or the husband said, I'm not gonna give her to drink. So even though he's not permitting her to drink, but Lamaisa, she's the one who put herself in the situation that she was the Aser to begin with. V'shebaala Boala HaBederech, right, what's the note? There's a note. The Homeris Eini Shosa. That's the end of the list of where she loses her ksuba. Omer Baala Eini Mashke. What if the Baal said, I'm not going to give you? So he's the one who's causing the Isser. Because she could drink and exonerate herself. And he doesn't let her. The Shabala Baala Baderech. Or the husband lived with her after the Kinui and Stira. So what's it called? So now she doesn't go through the process anymore because the Niko Ha'ish Me'avon, he has to be free of sin also. So he's the one now who causes the issue. She's ready to drink. He won't let her. Right? She would be very happy to drink. She doesn't help because he was over an issue with her. So then, notlos ksuba v'lo shosos. Then, since it's his fault, she gets her ksuba, but she doesn't drink. Mesu ba'alein ad shelo shosu. If the husbands died before she had a chance to drink, so Beshame Omrim Notlos Ksuba Velo Shosos. Right? You can't drink anymore because the husband's no longer around. Right? It says Vehevi Ha'isha Sa'isha. He's no longer around. But she gets her Ksuba from his estate. Ubesil Omrim O Shosos O Lo Notlos Ksubosim. No, since she was the one who set up the whole problem, and he didn't do anything wrong, he just died. Right? So she's the one who created the Isser. So since she can't drink, the Gemara explains, not either she'll drink or she doesn't get her ksuba, means since she can't drink, she doesn't get her ksuba. Muberes chaveiro me nekes chaveiro lo shosos lo notlos ksuba divir Reb Meir. Okay, the halacha is that if a woman's pregnant or she's nursing, she can't get married until 2 years are up, 24 months, in order that we're afraid that if she'll get remarried, the new husband, since it's not his baby, is not going to be happy if she nurses or what's it called, and he's going to what's it called, maybe kill the kid or starve the kid or whatever. So she can't marry till she finishes nursing. So since he's not allowed to mekayim her, and he went and he married her. This guy married her, and then she was mezana, or he had made kinu in stira, right? He suspects that she was mezana. So now, what's it called? Since he can't be mekayim her, he's not allowed to take her back, right? So it's just as if it would be a prohibited marriage. So just like in the prohibited marriages, it's what's it called? She's not shosa and doesn't get her ksuba. Same thing over here. That's what Meir says. The chachamim omrim yochol hu lafri shalach zira lachrasman. No, she's not ushered to him. She's only ushered him till 2 years. He could put her away somewhere, and 2 years later, after the end of 2 years, marry her. So she is capable of being married at some point. Therefore, she shows it. Islandess, uskena, v'she'en l'ruya leilate, right? An islandess, a woman who is incapable of having children because she's a kind of woman who never becomes childbearing. Or a zakena, she had the abilities, now she lost it because she's too old. V'she'en l'ruya leilate, we're going to say what's the third case, or she's not capable of having children for other reasons. lo notlos ksuba v'lo shosos. She doesn't get a ksuba and doesn't drink, because the whole purpose is, it says, v'nika, if she's innocent, then v'niksa v'nizra zera. She'll have children. She can't have children. She doesn't fit into the parasha. Rabbi Zazar Omer, yochol hu lisa isha acheres v'liflos v'libos imena. Unless he could remain married to her, he just has to marry somebody else, v'kayim pru or vu. So she isn't a prohibited marriage, just that he has to get rid of her because he has to have children, so he can be another woman. So therefore, what's it called? She's is shosa. Ushar kol anoshim o shosos o lo notos ksuba. All the other women who are capable of drinking, right? And they, if she drinks and is found to be innocent, they can continue their marriage. So then, either they drink or they don't get their ksuba. Ashes kohen shosa umuteris labayla. Right, an ashes kohen. Even though by an ashes kohen, if she was even raped, she's also to her husband. Here, she drinks and she's exonerated that nothing ever happened, so she's allowed to go back to her husband. Aishas sris shosa al yedei what's it called? Aishas sris shosa al yedei kol harai. Oh, yeah, okay. And then aishas sris also can drink, even though she's not capable of having children because her husband's a sris, but she personally is capable of having children. Al yedei kol harai is mekanin chutz min hakotin umimisha eino ish. Right, you can make kinui on all the arayas. You can tell a woman, I want you to be alone with your father, or with your brother, any of the arayas, except for a katan, right, who's less than bar mitzvah, right, even if he's over 9, and if he would have bia with her, he would aser her, right, he himself wouldn't be chayiv of anything, but he's capable of asering, any other of the arayas. Umisha ain't no ish, and somebody who's not an ish, and we'll explain what that means. The Asha Bezdin Mekanin Lohen, right? These are the cases where the Bezdin are Mekana, her. In other words, they warn her, and what's it called, not to be alone, and the husband's not capable of doing it, we'll see. But this does not make her a sota that she has to drink, it's just to keep her away, to protect her husband, who can't protect himself. Mishin Ischarish Baila, the guy became a deaf mute. So he's not capable, he's not in this world anymore, mentally. So, onishtator, he became a sugar, right? And he's still married. So we want to protect his, the woman from being mizana. We make kinui if we see she's being too friendly with people. Oshahayachovishes, or he's in jail. Lola hashkosa amru. It's not in order that she should be able to drink, because that, you need kinui and stira from the Baal. Right? Elo leposla miksubasa. Two things. One is to protect the marriage, and also that in case she'll be nister, she'll lose her ksuba. So we're protecting the monetary rights of the husband and the marriage rights of the husband. Rabbi Yossi Omer aflash kosa. She ate si bali beis asur in yashkena. And Rabbi Yossi says no. Beisin can be makana her, and then if she's nister, so she won't be able to drink until the husband gets out of prison, right, or he gets sane again, right, or he gets healed from being a cheresh. In those cases, what's it called, he can what's called be mashkar, even through the kinui of Beis Din. Okay, that's what Rabbi Yossi holds. Okay, see, Rashi, lo notelis suba, so the afal gav the shar amon lekoin god and lo kansua rabbanin ksuba, v'chakidam rinam b'ksubos, the perak amona nizonis, Zu ein lo, right, why? Distirasa garma lo le osra lo vafilu hi ruuya lo. Hilkach lab bas ksuba hi lo adifa mikshera. Right, even though a regular alman of the Kohen Gadol, even though they're over an Isser, she does get a ksuba. The Rabbana didn't take away her ksuba, because it's a marriage, it's a prohibited marriage. Right, and the reason the Gemara says is because she's not the one usually entices him to get married, he's the one who entices her. Still, what's it called? Here she added a new Isser that she caused. So, despite the fact that she's an Alman L'Kohen Gadol, she's now also because she's a Zona, or Chash, that she's a Zona. She's a Soto, can't drink. So therefore she loses her Ksuba. Omer Baila, any Mashka, V'Shabala Boa Lebederech, Shehu Gorem Law, he's the cause now, Shalotishta, why she can't exonerate herself and drink, right? And now she has to get divorced, so he's the cause, no tell us Ksuba, so she gets a Ksuba. Mesu ba'aleyan shall call shosos. Call sotos. Okay. Hamishtamros for uyos lishtos. The lo hispiko lashkos. And if any of the husbands die before they had a chance to go through the process, but they're fit for the process. Sen velo shosos, then he can't drink anymore. The husband still has to be around. He has to bring her. Now he's dead. He can't bring her anywhere. Since she can't drink, because Basil also holds that the husband has to bring her. Right, lo notes ksuba, the vice she loses ksuba, more than forest puksai. And I want to explain what's the machlokis, whether she gets a ksuba or she doesn't get a ksuba. Muberes chadero, shemes, vihinicha muberes, umenika, guy died, and he left his wife pregnant or nursing. Oh, shegirsha, or he divorced her. Vihimuberes umenika, and she was pregnant when he divorced her. Or she was, what's it called, nursing. The asrua chachom li nase ad she havlad ben beishonim. She has to wait till the child is 24 months old. Shekach zman yinikasa, that's a normal time of nursing. There's other days in the Gemara, it could be 18 months, not 24 months. V'holach zeh v'nasa, and this guy went and married her, be'isser. Wasn't allowed to marry her. He went and married her. V'kina lo, and then he was makana her, and she was nister. So, lo shosa, shahari eina ru'uya lo v'kaima. He can't take her back, because you're not allowed to live with her until the 2 years are up. Yochel hu lafria, and the Gemara says no. That what's the Kor of Elezer says that no. The Chachomim say yochel hu lafrisha ad chof dalet chodesh. She could separate from her for 24 months till the child is 2 years old. Ulachzira, and then he can marry her. So she's roy to be married, just temporarily, not.
She stopped nursing after 1 year.
What?
She stopped nursing, let's say, after 1 year, you could marry her then.
What? No, I think it's a little plug. Hilkach ru'uya le'ishus karina bay. Therefore, it's only a temporary thing, so she's called ru'uya le'ishus. Islandis duchranisa, like a zocher. She's like a male. Delo yolda she me ima nivres kach. She was born where it's impossible for her to ever have children. She's an islandis. Ve'ein lo simone isha. She doesn't ever have even the secondary sexual simonim. Lo dadin, velo syros, right, vikola ova. She never has a secondary, what's it called, simonim of womanhood. Vishena ruyalelet, she shosas kos ikrin. What's this case? Where she caused herself not to be able to have children. She drank a kos ikrin that made her an akara, for good. Vasuros lekaima lemisha ain lo bonim. Somebody who doesn't have children can't keep this woman because he has a chiyuv to have children. Shahari nitzav Yisrael purivya. Eishes kohen shosa umuteris
lebon.
What? That's what the Gemara says. He could nicely marry another wife, but she, he can't keep her because he has to have children from her. The Gemara explains the reasons between the machlokas. Eishes kohen shosa umuteris lebayla im nimtzes nikia. Right? If she's found to be innocent, so the fact that she was nikna, the nister, doesn't ask her to a kohen. More part of pshit, the Gemara says, is part of the thing. Why should I think she should be asked to a kohen? Eishes soris, kigon shenistaris la'achar shenosa. He became a soris after he married her. Dekodma shrivas ba'al leboel. Right? Because otherwise there's a halacha that if the boel lived with her before the ba'al lived with her, this whole process doesn't apply. So here, he lived with her first, and he was not a soris, and then he became a soris. Shoso, v'gmora parach pshita. Gmora esos is also pshita. Alidei kolo arayos, mekanin es imkinola, me aviha, me acheha, me echad mikol harayos shebetora, v'nistera, have kinu yakin, even though she's not allowed to live with these people anyway. Now, she's allowed to be beyichud with them, she's allowed to be beyichud with her brother, or with her father. Still, if he was Makana her, he said, look, I think that there's something going on between you and your father, or you and your brother, and he's Makana, and she was alone with them, so even though she didn't do any Isser of Yichud, still, she's Asr. V'nesera salav, v'shosa, and she has to drink. V'gmora parah pshita, the Gemara says, well, to pshita. This is one of the ways they explain the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara says that Chana said that if you won't give me children, I have a way of getting children. I'll have my husband be Makana me, and I'll be Nister, and what's it called, and then I'm an innocent, and then I'll have a bracha to get children, and you're not going to make the Torah a plaster and not give me children. So they ask, what do you mean she'll be nister, she's also to be b'yichud? He says, no, I'll have an economy for my father, my brother, and then there won't be any nister yichud, and still I'll have the bracha because the halacha of shoshos chutz min hakotin dechsi v'shochav ishosa. Right, it has to be what's it called, an ish, not a cotton. Ukmisha Eino Ish, more mefarish, more explain who's an Eino Ish. Okay, the Elusha Bezim Mekanin Lohen, Im Roin Osam, Misnaha goes with Prisus. If the Bezim sees the husband's not in the picture, he's insane, he's deaf mute, he got imprisoned, so he's not in the picture, he can't protect himself. So the Bezim is Mekanaher. Right, Lolash goes Samro, not in order that she go through the process, because in order to go through the process, the husband has to Mekana. Right, Heim lo yashkua, debo inen vehevi ha'ish es ishto. Ubay lanomi lo yashkena, bikinui ze, lichashi yirze, debo inen vekine vehevi. Right, the Chachamim hold, you need all the, he has to be Mekana and bring. But if he, the time he was Mekana, he couldn't have brought her, then there's no, that he wasn't the one who's making the kinui, then there's no shtia. For Rabbi Yossi, little boy, the kina hevi. He doesn't hold that. He holds that somebody else could be mekana, as long as the hevi is ishto, after the kinu in shtira, he's the one who's around now to bring her, he could bring her, in the end.